might not take it. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might wait to a brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
I'm telling you, Marcy, that's not all her. She stuffs it. I bet you there's a half a box of Kleenex in there.
Do you mind? Come on, you've been on that phone long enough now. Come around here and give me a hand.
Oh, come on. Marcy, I better help my dad fold the laundry. Yeah, well, I bet Bonnie could find out. I mean, she's in her gym class.
Samantha,
that's not what I meant.
Sorry. Bye, Marcy. Gotta go. Yeah. Sorry. Guess what? I got guacamunchies.
Oh, hey, cover your mouth when you sneeze. I don't want the kids to get it.
Oh, it's the hottest snack food on the West Coast. I just landed the account for our L.A. office.
Hey, congratulations. That's terrific.
Angela, you got a fresh bag. These are green.
They're supposed to be green. They're avocado flavored. Guacamole and chips in one convenient bag.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to go in the kitchen and raid the fridge or something.
Hey. If that or something has something to do with Ma Bell, forget about it.
Rats.
Yeah.
He's here.
Who's here?
Daddy.
Daddy.
This may be a good time to tell you, Angela. Your ex-husband, Michael, he called. He's in town. He's going to come over. He's here.
Michael's here?
Yeah. Well, hey, if you don't want to see him, I can tell him you're out. You know, on a date. But Warren Beatty.
Oh, Tony, you don't have to make excuses for me. I'm on top of the world, see? Got guacamunchies. I can handle seeing my husband.
It's your ex-husband.
Oh, right. Might even be fun to see him.
How much fun?
What kind of question is that?
Well, you know, the last time he was here, you remember, you had so much fun that you... But you had a lot of fun.
Oh, my, little Tiger, you are getting so big.
That's because I'm in third grade. Let's open my present now.
Oh, let me say hello to your mom.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. Well, what brings you to Connecticut?
Well, actually, I came to see you.
Hey, Michael, what brings you to Connecticut?
Actually, he came to see me.
Oh, no kidding. What, are you late on the alimony checks, Angela?
Oh, wow! It's an iguana!
Oh, Michael, that is hideous.
Hey, not to a lady iguana.
How do you know it's not a lady?
Check it out.
Dad, let's get him some bugs.
Okay, I'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
You start rounding up the bugs.
I think I'll go in and I'll start dinner myself, you know? Hey, Michael, I hope the iguana likes meatloaf.
So,
you look good.
I do, don't I, huh? Hey, you know, I feel good, too. I think it's because I'm living in L.A.
You live in L.A.?
Yeah.
You hate Los Angeles.
Not anymore. No, I enjoy skating, surfing, convertibles, taking long walks on the beach at sunset.
Michael, have you been on the dating game?
No, Angela, but I have changed. I think I finally learned to put other people's concerns ahead of my own. I'm ready to share my space.
What?
Angela, I want to get married again.
Oh. Michael.
Her name is Heather. She's wonderful.
Oh, you're getting married. You're getting married?
Dad, yes, if sir? I don't talk to Marcy, I'll die.
Oh, sweetheart, you gotta talk. You gotta talk.
Yeah, thanks.
Not on the phone. Come on, Sam, she goes 3 blocks away. Use those things God put on the end of your legs.
You want me to walk? Dad, that is so uncool.
What's
wrong
with
the
Angela, you okay?
Yeah, I'm just helping you clear the table.
Yeah, well, see, Angela, usually people eat first and then they clear the table.
Well, if you want to do it that way.
Angela, where's Michael?
He's outside giving the big news to Jonathan. Michael is getting married to Heather.
Oh, I love that name. There's a girl at a school named Heather. She's a cheerleader.
Oh. Aren't they all?
Sam, aren't you on your way to Marcy's?
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye. See you later, babe.
Yeah.
Angela, are you okay about this?
I'm fine.
Oh, come on, Angela. Don't be brave just because of me. Now, if you're angry or you're hurt or you're jealous, just let it out.
I'm not hurt, angry, and jealous.
Just jealous?
Tony!
Hey, I have an idea. How would you like to be the best man at my wedding?
Oh, yeah, oh boy! But what's the best man?
Well, you know, little Tiger, when a guy gets married, he's got a lot of things on his mind. So he needs a best friend to help him out. How would you like to come to California and be my best friend?
Yeah. Just one thing.
What's that, little Tiger?
You don't have to call me that anymore. I sort of hate it.
A name like Heather. She's probably blonde and tan. Looks great in a bikini. Bet she's got the IQ of a surfboard.
Hey. All the girls in California are gorgeous. I'm telling you, they got a guy at the state line. Hey, if you're not blonde, blue-eyed, and built, you're out.
I ran all the way to Marcy's house, and she wasn't even home.
Oh. That was silly. You should have called first.
Gee, Dad, why didn't I think of that? Guess what? I'm going to be the best man in California.
What?
Yeah, I asked him to stand up for me at my wedding. Oh, hello, Mona.
Hello, Michael. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope you're going to be very happy. I know I am.
Excuse me, Michael, but just like that, you want Jonathan to go to California? Shouldn't you ask me about this?
Oh, yeah. Well, can Jonathan come to California?
You're going
to
be busy getting married. Who's going to take care of him?
Angela, could you taste this for me, please?
Not now, Tony.
I know, but this is a critical stage, and, you know. What? The kid wants to go to his father's wedding. Don't break his heart.
Go out on business.
Check out Guacamunchies.
Check out Heather.
It's a very good sauce. Michael, I have to go out to California to kick off the Guacamunchies campaign. Why don't I just take Jonathan along?
Yay!
Oh, thank you, Angela. It'll be great.
Yeah, but it won't work.
It won't?
Why not?
With you working all the time, who's going to pull Jonathan out of the old hot tub? I think what you need is a housekeeper.
And a housekeeper's daughter. Can I go? Can I? Please.
Well, of course you can go.
Wait a minute, Mother, what have you got to do with this?
Well, if Tony is going to be watching Jonathan all day, you're going to be working all day, who is going to hang out with me at the pool?
Oh, all right. Why don't we all go?
I'm going to get air sick.
No, you're not, sweetheart.
Oh, Jonathan, gross.
Hey, and I'll see you tomorrow. And no special reception, Blake. I don't want you to treat me any differently than Chrysler treats Iacocca. Bye-bye.
Oh, Angela, we love our room, don't we, pal?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we got a view of the tennis courts, and there's a woman down there with a really well-developed backhand.
That's not what you called it before.
Kids. Oh, watch out, it's the Love Boat Mermaids.
Where are you two going?
Church, Angela.
Can you believe this? It's 80 degrees in November. I'll be tan for Christmas. Oh, wait till I tell Marcy. Oh,
if you call her, you're dead. We need a phone. I got it.
No, no, I got it. Hello, Michael. You must be Heather. Oh, what a lovely name.
Well, you must be Angela. I have heard so much about you. Samantha?
Yeah?
Tony?
Hey, 3 for 3.
And by process of elimination, you must be Mona. She's very good at this. I can see why he's marrying her.
And this is Jonathan.
Oh, boy, you are pretty.
Why, thank you, little tiger.
Oh, honey, I forgot to tell you, he sort of hates that.
Oh, it's okay, Dad. I like when she says it.
Hey, how about I get somebody some food, drink? I could whip up a quick call to room service like that, baby.
Not for me, thank you.
Well, Michael tells me that you are the president of a big green potato chip company.
No, the potato chips are an account. Actually, I'm in advertising.
Oh, well, you said potato chips, Michael.
I did. I'm sorry.
You were wrong about this. You were wrong about little tiger. What am I gonna do with you, men? And what do you do, Heather? Go to college? No, I'm in the documentary business.
Oh, hey, what a coincidence. You and Michael in the same business, huh?
Yeah, I work with him. In fact, I'm, what's my title, honey?
Assistant to Michael Bauer.
What else?
Tomorrow we were thinking of taking a ride to the beach and showing you all our ocean.
Yeah!
Oh, it's not really ours, but they let us use it.
Tomorrow is not good. I have to work.
But can't we go without Mom?
Oh,
Well.
Sure you can.
I bought a 30-pound wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we come. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we come. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go. You know we're going to Surf City cause it's 2-1. You know we're going to Surf City and have some fun. You know we're going to Surf City.
I wonder if Linda Evans needs a housekeeper.
Sean and Madonna do. You go!
Hey,
Angela, you made it!
Yeah, I had some time off between meetings, and so I thought I'd come say hello.
Great! Sit down.
Nice outfit, Angela. You don't want to burn too much the first day.
Hey, Jonathan, look who's here!
Oh, hi, sweetheart!
He probably didn't want to get you wet.
Thank you. They look like you're all having fun.
Well, I mean, it's no day at the beach. But without you, it's no picnic.
Dad, could you pass me a sandwich, please?
That's right. No, I'll get it, sweetheart.
Oh, thanks.
Could you move? You're kind of blocking my son.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I have to be going anyway. The green potato chip people are waiting.
Oh.
Hans, thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, we're going to catch you later for dinner, right?
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Tony, I'll take him to bed.
Okay. I'm not tired. I want to have more fun.
You'll have more fun tomorrow, I promise, champ. Mwah, yeah.
Night, Jonathan.
All right, roll him over.
Okay.
Mickey.
Okay.
He's out cold.
Yeah. So, what are we going to do now?
Well, one of us is going to bed.
Oh, good night, Dad. Till Mona gets back.
I won't be up when Mona gets back.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
I love you too.
Boy, was he exhausted.
Well, hey, he put in a rough day at the beach.
I know. With Heather. That's all he talked about at dinner. Was Heather's convertible. Heather on roller skates. Heather almost losing her bikini in the waves.
Oh, I knew I should have went for that hot dog. Look, Angela, I know how rough it was, you know, seeing Jonathan and Heather hit it off so good. But I'm telling you, in the long run, I think it may work out for the best. I mean, Michael's marrying her.
Yep. Well, they do have a lot in common. They both worship the ground he walks on.
You know, Jonathan's really excited about this wedding.
I know. He asked me tonight if I would come.
And what'd you say?
Tony, I don't think the bride wants the ex-wife at her wedding.
Well, actually, I was speaking to the bride, and Heather says she'd like us all to come.
She did? Me too?
Yes, you too. And you know what? I don't think it's such a bad idea. Thank you. I mean, look, you show Jonathan that everybody's still friends, and this way he doesn't have to take sides.
Tony, I'm trying to be wonderful about this, and I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
Look, Heather's a nice kid. She really is. But I think she's always just going to be assistant to Michael Bauer.
I guess that's what Michael wanted from me.
I guess you wanted more.
I did. I still do. I don't want to be married to Michael. I like who I am, and I like what I'm doing.
All right. So, Nene, you'll go to the wedding, huh? Heather says they're going to have those little baby quiches.
Oh, would like to see Jonathan walk down the aisle in his little tuxedo.
Ooh.
She say anything about shrimp puffs?
I think pigs in a blanket, too, Angela.
Ooh. Well, why not? I love Michael's weddings. I haven't missed one yet.
A salute.
A salute.
Hey, Michael. Come on in.
Hi, Michael. I thought Mother forgot her key.
Oh, no, I just saw her down the Magambo room. She's a finalist in the limbo contest. I just stopped by to say goodnight to Jonathan.
Well, the way he sacked out, you could say goodnight in the morning.
Well, then, there is something I'd like to talk with Angela about.
Oh, well, Michael, Tony told me what you wanted, and I think it's a great idea.
Tony?
Well, I spoke to Heather on the beach.
Yeah, Michael.
I want you to know that I think you're a great couple. And I wish you all the best. And you know how I love those baby quiches.
Baby quiches?
I'm trying to tell you that I'll come to your wedding.
Oh, well, that's great. That'd be terrific.
What are you talking about?
Well, Angela, you know, since Heather and I are getting married and settling down, and, well, you know how much fun it's been to have Jonathan with us. And, well, you can see how much he likes California. Angela.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you saying?
He wants custody of Jonathan.